Hello, Facebook, and everyone who's doing the 49 days of meditation, somatic mindfulness, cold showers, and some sobriety. Today, we're going to learn a little bit about meditation, or pardon me, a little bit about gratitude and how it works with meditation. And I'm going to kind of unfold it in the way that it makes the most sense, just sort of intuitively. So I hope that comes through and that the experience is actually pretty tangible, because a lot of really, really powerful things happen. Before I get into the sort of step-by-step thing that I hope works the way I hope it works, I want to bring up one small specific aspect of mindfulness, embodied awareness, somatic mindfulness, things like that. And it has to do with actually maintaining at certain points a really thorough investment in being very emotionally, I wouldn't say intense, but coherent. So we all know what it's like to be taken over by emotion, say anger or grief, because when they happen to us and through us and often all over the place. And that's a good thing and normal. But when we're working with our embodied practice, our meditation practice, and especially the sort of Jedi level of intention, it's kind of a rehearsal, but fake it till you make it, but try and be a Shakespearean actor on stage, where you're really choosing to embody and express the feeling to the point where you're actually really feeling the same way you would feel if the emotion had come over you or through you. So there's no way to do that except to play with it. But that's going to be a bit of a theme. I've got this new far out microphone. It looks like a little dudette, somebody right here. So I'm really hoping that this works for the sound, because it was sounding kind of bonky. So if anyone minds that's on, and thanks you guys for coming on Sunday night. Hello. If somebody could give me a thumbs up on the sound, then I'm not going to fiddle with it. But if it needs to be louder or quieter or yeah. I love that people can just make things show up on the screen. That's so cool. Okay, so we can all communicate, which is awesome. So let's get into something a bit tangible and maybe new. So if you've ever been to a Chinese restaurant with Chinese people, especially around martial arts or Qigong or Buddhism, Taoism, and things like that, when you're seated at the table, and it's a very respectful culture in the same way indigenous cultures are very respectful of elders and of people who've actually done some really hard work, say like a kung fu teacher or kung fu student. So if you're a martial arts student and you were at a dinner with someone who you thought of as an elder or a teacher, it would be polite, if not implied as a necessity, to actually pour their tea for them every time their cup of tea got empty. And you can't see my hands, so we'll figure out something. This is the table. This is my hand sitting on the table, and someone pours me a cup of tea. When that happens, it's polite to take a couple of fingers and tap the table like you're saying xie xie, which is the Chinese way of saying thank you. So if you're ever at a Chinese restaurant and you're pouring someone tea, they'll tap the table if they're familiar with that, I guess, ritual. And if someone ever pours you a cup of tea, especially if they're Chinese, it's really, really important to tap the table with your fingers to say xie xie, but to be subtle, to keep it, I don't know, under the radar of just easy, kind of loud politeness for everyone, because it's meant to be kind of an intimate honoring of reciprocity. And that's a big subject that has a lot to do with gratitude, but it has a lot to do with relating to people in a very mindful way. So, excuse me. So again, it's just an example of what it is cultures that choose to really honor reciprocity have after thousands of years of kind of a relatively modern way of being. A couple of other examples. In the Dene language, where one part of my family comes from, the word we use to express gratitude would be initially said as ache. And that's a really nice way to just sort of imply that there's reciprocity and actually what the word Thanksgiving actually means. Because the word Thanksgiving is actually a translation of indigenous language words for reciprocity. Because it's, you say thanks because of the giving, because you're going to give something and then there's going to be gratitude. So those languages don't actually say, oh, thanks for the thing. It's more like, okay, let's keep the giving and receiving going on and on and on throughout the world. Because otherwise it just gets dark and horrible. And these are coming from cultures that really live through, say, a winter like we're having right now, where a lot of people wouldn't make it. So their response to a difficult, very real, you know, I guess tooth and claw kind of life, their default to communicating and relating to each other was simply reciprocity, thanksgiving. Let's keep the giving and sharing going as the foundation of who we are. So in the, I believe it's the Shipibo people in Peru up in the mountains, or they're in the Sacred Valley, they use the word Aini. And they actually say, that just means reciprocity. They haven't got to Thanksgiving or thank you. In their culture, they just say, yeah, reciprocity is the point, or give and take and sharing is the point. In the West Coast people, my uncle's a Kwakutl, they do the potlatch. And in that tradition, the wealthiest person, the best carver, the chief, whoever's doing the best that year, gives away everything that they have to the people who need more. And that's just, you know, I'm not just trying to go pro-native with the conversation, but I'm just bringing your attention to cultures that remember that that's the foundation of communication, community, connection, and more tangential to what we're doing. The way it feels in your body to be very, very consistently aware that everyone you know, everyone you're related to, is a person you can rely on and that they can rely on you. And the point of becoming wealthy or powerful or good at something is because it's really a good idea for everyone. And I'm not trying to go on some socialist bender or something. I'm just bringing your attention that there's a difference between thank you for what I got and wouldn't it be a really good idea to keep the giving and sharing going, and let's keep making that our most potent part of our communication. And, excuse me again, note to people with a 30-foot chimney, never start a fire when it's really, really cold outside and then go to bed because all the smoke comes right back down into your bedroom. So, so one of the other reasons I'm bringing this idea of sharing and give and take is fundamentally because when you actually look at the physiology, the hormones, the changes in human health, when we experience the fundamental experience of gratitude, which isn't just thanks for the Christmas present, it's such a huge, like, spiritual, heartfelt experience of just, the word gratitude doesn't even come close to the feeling, really. I could spend probably an hour getting into the physiology, and I won't do that, but it's been proven chemically, physiologically, experientially, statistically, that people who practice gratitude as a purposeful state of being, as a coherent alignment of mind, body, heart, and if we have souls, bring that on too, that changes things like oxytocin, which is the chemical that we get from hugging people and making love and holding babies and things like that. It's shown to mediate inflammation in the brain, which has a lot to do with the response towards depletion of neurotransmitters. So there's that. It changes your muscle tonus because you can truly relax into an environment in which you're convinced you can share and be open. There's a bunch of other examples, and I'm going to link after the chat to one of my friends and mentors. His name is Ben Greenfield, one of the smartest, most effective people on the planet. He actually produced a gratitude journal, which is like a year-long thing you can do in the mornings or in the evenings. It's based a bit around the Christian faith, but if that's not something you feel itchy about, it's a really great idea. But the thing I actually want to link you to isn't just his book. It's to an article he wrote about the physiology and the shift of what happens to people as for those who actually practice an actual gratitude practice, because that's something we're going to do every Sunday night for the next 7 or 6 weeks. So I really want you to bring that into your awareness that scientists are really, really happy with this idea. Cultures that predate dating cultures relied on this as their fundamental ground soil of how to share the world. But again, it's an applied state. I just saw, I'm not sure how to pronounce your name, Kieran, but I hope I'm close. Here's a person in our community who's an actual stage actor who does some of the most amazing things you could see to bring people back into a celebration of some things we used to really own in the past. And I'm sure he could, you know, teach us all a few things about how to really embody and how to really, you know, voice and express that gratitude. So I'm bringing that up because he's on the call. But also, if you know anybody who's really into acting, ask them, like, what's the way to really get good at it? Because the better you are at actually becoming coherent in practice, even if it sounds like you're faking it, you're actually developing the skills to actually become completely confident that you can become coherent in yourself anytime you need to. And I would suggest that as a daily thing if you're committed to what this 7 weeks is going to be about. Another thing we're going to learn about is called an awareness frequency practice, which is something you bring into your life, bring into your day at a sequence of awareness opportunities. At some point, I'll tell you a story about working in a factory and why I left the factory about every hour for a minute to go into a practice. It was more of a Qigong practice, but it was a regular awareness frequency opportunity. And as a clinician, when I teach patients about meditation, I always say to them, try and do this 1 minute, 5 or 6 times a day instead of 20 minutes all at once, because it's the frequency, the predictability, and almost the reciprocity you can have with yourself when you apply yourself to being consistent. And one way I do this when I'm conscious of doing this is I use doorways. And we're gonna use doorways a few other times throughout the few weeks we're here together. Every time you go through a doorway, it's like going through a portal. And when you go through a portal, you're allowed to go into another place or perhaps leave something behind you. So sometimes, say if I'm in my clinic and I'm dealing with a patient and doing the best I can, and I feel like the person's, I guess, really intense with their energy, and I want to make sure that I'm not bringing that out of the room with me, I imagine walking through an invisible net where what's in the room stays in the room, and then I can and leave, you know, the room and bring into myself an awareness that I need to be aware of what's happening. And that doorway becomes the awareness frequency opportunity to shift my state and shift what happens to the next person I talk to. There's so many opportunities. I mean, Canadians are famous around the world for being good at lining up. Got to be famous for something. So anytime you're in a lineup, you could use that as your awareness frequency opportunity to be grateful. Grateful for the extra couple of minutes because it's a longer lineup instead of being frustrated and impatient that it's not your turn. So lots and lots and lots of opportunities. So let's dive into that opportunity for, let's do 2 rounds, excuse me, of our 6 minds practice, and let's do it with the breath that we're going to inhale, say for 6 or so, and then hold for 3 and then exhale for your favorite number. Sorry again. my chimney and I are fighting. As we go through this, we're going to use our sending breath more than our releasing breath. So as we inhale, we're going to inhale for the number that works for you, hold it for a few seconds. And instead of thinking about what do I feel that I want to see go away from me, like we talked about yesterday in our the River of the Past practice, what we're going to do now is inhale and hold the intention to feel and maybe assist the gratitude that's moving through each of our 6 minds. My friend from Japan, which you can all read because I can't read that right now because my glasses are funny. I'm sure it's awesome though. So we're going to go through the 6 minds. We're going to do 2 breaths or 2 rounds, so 1 breath for each. And as we inhale and hold, the coherence is going to be about Can I feel and lead and lure gratitude through that mind and see what that gratitude feels like in each of your six kind of innate minds? So again, take a moment, make sure you're actually feeling available, you know, spacious, curious, so that as we get into this, it isn't going to be in competition with something else you're dealing with. And if you do feel like this is kind of not a great time, maybe just watch like you're watching a class or a show, and participate when you really feel like you're really into the opportunity. So you don't, I don't know, have less than an amazing experience with this. So bring your attention to your sacrum. Move around a little bit and remember you have a tail. And how you move your tail is how you move your life, at least that part of your life through that part of your mind. Let's take a deep breath. And as we hold it, lead that gratitude through your sacrum. What's your sacrum grateful for? And exhale. Let's just do once more for the sacrum. What is your sacrum's gratitude like? All right, another deep breath. Bring your awareness to your spine. Move it around. Again, this is about like acting. What is gratitude actually, you know, is it shy? Is it? So let's bring some gratitude through our spine. Nice deep breath. Hold the breath and really bring that energy into your awareness. That's a grateful spine. And exhale. Bring your awareness to your gut. Deep breath. What are guts grateful for? Exhale. That's yummy. Bring your awareness to your heart. Nice deep breath. What does gratitude through your heart feel like? Bring your awareness to your face. All the way from your throat, your voice, your mouth, your whole face. Deep breath. What's a grateful face do? And relax. Bring your awareness to your pupils. Nice deep breath. What does gratitude through your pupils feel like? Let's go through that once more. Bring your attention to your sacrum. Nice deep breath. What is gratitude there? And exhale. Inhale, become aware of your spine. Gratitude is amazing in your spine. And exhale. My arms kind of want to go up like this when I do my spine. Another deep breath into your gut. What's a grateful tummy? And exhale. Bring awareness to your heart. Breathe all the way out. Breathe all the way in. Fill the space of your heart with gratitude. and relax. Bring awareness to your face. Make your most grateful face that you can. And relax. Bring your awareness to your eyes. And if they're filling with tears, that's actually a good thing. And then bring your awareness to your pupils. A nice deep breath. What is it like to see your life with gratitude? Let's do that once more. Yep. So, it'd be more fun if I could look at all you cry on TV, but so what I thought would be interesting if you're willing to share. Is if we could share and maybe type into the screen, if that seems cool. If it's not, then I apologize. We are pupils of gratitude. Damn straight, brother. I'll just start. I'm going to type in anything, if I can do this right. Things that we're grateful for, things that we could share and share our gratitude for those things. And I'm always especially grateful for the elders. Yeah, well, that's what we're doing here, bro. I think that's brother. Yeah. Anyone else feel like there's something to be grateful for that you'd like to share that we can all be grateful for with you? Especially the tears. Oh, I'm sitting in the wiggly chair. I'm supposed to not wiggle. Yeah. So grateful for the ability to share, even if it's on something as simple as Facebook. So if you're just coming on to the experience gathering, we're just sharing things that we're actually really grateful. Grateful for love. Thanks, Maria. Kindness. Whew. That can be a hard one. Community. Yeah. Yeah, just sharing this journey with each other. Thank you all for doing this. Although I'm kind of carrying the flag, you're the people running in the direction. Yeah, recognizing beauty, just family. That's such a good one. The land, the ocean, elements. Again, our language we say ahe. I'm not asking you guys to start being. I guess that's called cultural appropriation now. But yeah, such a good feeling to remember that. Yeah, grateful for the tears. Babies. Oh, they're so great when they're fresh. They just break my heart open. Puppies, nature, 20-year-old son. Yeah, wow. Mine's 18, and man, do I have a lot to learn. Yeah, it's amazing to lift spirits. I always thought it'd be fun to do stand-up comedy, but I'm kind of shy. But I think that'd be like the most Jedi thing to do is just stand in front of 1,000 people and make them pee their pants laughing. Oh, new discoveries. I bet your dog's barking right now, wagging his tail like crazy. Or her tail, puppy tail. Yeah, the fact that we can awaken and forget and awaken and forget and awaken and forget. Yep. Yeah, there's a nation of indigenous people in the Amazon who believe we came here, and the moment we were born, we forgot why we came here. We spend the rest of our lives remembering it, and we finally come to the end of our lives, and suddenly remember that we actually came here to do all the stuff that happened to us that we thought was just complete like bad news, and we're like, oh, I needed to do that. I needed to do this. Yeah. So, oh, thanks, Susan. Maybe someday I'll figure out the right supplements to get the confidence to stand up and do comedy. Yeah, it's not about the supplements. I know. I'm just teasing. I'm grateful for the cold, actually. It really brings memories back to me growing up in the bush when sometimes it got so cold that we'd lose a horse. You know, and it's not that I want to be grateful for losing horses. I'm just grateful for the reminder that life at the turn of temperature can change everything about your life. So I guess there's the spontaneity. So I'm sure we could keep doing this for a while, but there's one last thing I wanted to bring up and share with you, and it's going to be a hard one. Because, well, I'm in my 50s, and I'm not sure where everybody else is at on the trajectory of finding out how to be here. But the younger we are, the more our lives have been modified by our use of screens to learn and to know and to confirm our own beliefs and to get answers and things like that. And I've done a lot of speaking on the risks of especially young children using a screen to learn how the world works. And I'm going to walk you through this because it has everything to do with connecting and gratitude. But I'm going to have to do this in a way that might actually be hard to hear. So I guess I keep saying if I'm going to bring up stuff that might trigger people, this is one of the things that might trigger people. And maybe someday I'll try and find a way to do this as a poem. Beware the dreaded screen world, because in facing a screen, you can say, I am the only one who is having this experience. And can teach us that I am the only one who feels this way. And if I'm the only one who feels this way, and I feel separate, and I do not belong, then my weirdness, my only one who feels this wayness, tells me I do not deserve to connect to people. And this makes reciprocity and the experience of gratitude more rare and more challenging and confusing, because it isn't the ground, it isn't the soil in which we grow. It's maybe a pinnacle that you've heard about that's around the corner past the oceans and a long way away. The only way we're going to truly find our true selves, our authentic selves, is in unraveling spontaneously and falling apart in front of each other, not in front of a screen or behind a screen. So we have to be aware that we may lose so much by trying to find ourselves through something other than real connection. And I'm aware I'm talking to you through a screen, so here we are. If you could please find the time and the space to find as much of your true self as you can, then please, please share your true self with us, because we need you so that we can be grateful for you. So beware the dreaded screen world, because you're the only one having this experience. So, tomorrow morning we're going to begin meeting mind number two. And that's your spine, and it's going to really get pretty dynamic. So, stretch out a little bit, make sure you do your cold shower, and then turn it back to warm so that when we get into our practice, if you're doing your shower before we get together in the morning, you don't want your spine to be all stiff, at least not for the first couple of days. On a certain level, I have no idea what I'm doing with this. I have a plan, but at the same time, I want to keep this pretty intuitive. So, there's some really, really potent things we're going to get into with respect to the spine mind or that part of our awareness. And a couple of them are going to be tricky because we're at a cultural transition that makes certain old things not things we're supposed to be proud of anymore. So we're going to have to fiddle around with that a little bit. If anything I say in the context of what a backbone is about triggers people or seems to be a judgmental thing, it's more of an encouragement and an invitation to remember that we all need to help each other out sometimes, and that helps comes through our backbone. It isn't just about being powerful, and rarely is that actually really all that helpful. So I am gonna go and blow my nose and wipe my eyes. Thank you for witnessing a human being doing a human being thing. And I'll see you at 8 a.m. Monday morning if you're into finding out all of the different things that your spine has to teach you about how alive you really, really are, even when you're tired. Thank you all. Blessings to you. I'll put the link for my friend's article so you can get into the science if that's really going to convince you that this is the really good idea. It's actually your chemically most powerful emotion is gratitude. And let's keep playing and praying together, my friends. Thank you so much. Sleep well, my friends.